T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Assessing a person's legal matter often requires extensive interviews, review of contracts and documents, and research of the current state of the law on the issues involved. As a result, the information provided by the attorneys and guests of All Things Legal is given for informational purposes only. It is not to be construed as legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Communications with the attorneys on this program, whether verbal or digital, do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Hey, we're back for hour number 2. Doug Santeri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers, All Things Legal. You can also call us at a law firm at Nico and Santeri at 504-837-1304, 504-837-1304. You can talk law. We'll talk sports even with you for a few minutes during the week, not too long. But got a text. Who do you think will win the NBA championship? I say Toronto Raptors.
I think they're probably the hottest team.
Yeah,
and so I'm not a Houston fan only because, and it's not, you know, James Harden's fault, but he gets every little ticky tack call driving to the basket and goes to the line 20 times a game, and the NBA needs to clean that up.
I think Houston's style of play with the three-guard offense is very good during the regular season, but it has its vulnerability when you get to the half-court game in the playoffs.
Right.
Playoffs have a tendency to be half-court. That's why I'm a segue into the Pelicans. That's why I think the Pelicans would be possibly do well in the playoffs, because they could play a good
right.
half-court game now, especially with Nikola and spreading things out, Mertic and mm-hmm. Anthony Davis. I think they're a better team without Boogie than with Boogie.
I do too.
I think
they share the ball better. They play, you know, much, much better. And Mirotić is a much better defender than Boogie was. Boogie's feet were not very quick, but he was a scorer and a big force
inside. Outside.
He can shoot outside.
Tough.
No, don't take nothing away from him. But I think Mirotić is a better fit.
Yeah. We were talking a little bit before we get to Debbie. You were a little critical of Coach Gentry, and I've been, but I think Coach Gentry's done a phenomenal job this year.
Well, there's you know, obvious problems that you see as an amateur student of the game, and I'm just looking at it like, really? Yeah, the other night they played OKC. Russell
right.
Westbrook's probably one of the best players on the court, if not the best, and he's got one of his oldest players guarding him on defense. Really? I mean, you're gonna have Rajon Rondo guarding Russell Westbrook. So he goes around him, he breaks down the defense, and now you're trying to figure out, who am I going to guard? Am I going to guard Russell Westbrook? Am I going to let him dump it off inside? I mean, it's one of those things where you've got to be able to put a young, athletic person that you can kind of waste on offense to expend him on defense to just try to slow him down a little bit. Same thing as last night. You know, he had Drew guarding mm-hmm. Kevin Durant. You know, Kevin Durant's got 6 inches on Drew. So he backed him down in the lane and shot little shots in the lane, ended up with 41 points. You know, why don't you try putting Diallo on him? He's probably the same height.
Yeah.
He's athletic. You don't need him on offense. So even if he you know, you just hound the heck out of KD.
Well, if you don't mind Diallo, you know, fouling 4 or 5 times.
Well, that's okay.
Minutes.
You know, he may do that. Sure, he's raw as can be. But, you know, give that a shot, and don't wear Drew out, because you're going to need him on the other end of the court, and you're asking him to perform this monumental task of guarding KD.
I think if they get to the, now this is interesting. They could be as high as the 4 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Or as low as out of the playoffs.
Oh yeah,
which is really exciting.
Yeah, they win Monday night. I think they're
in, and,
yeah.
and the Clippers are out, so they may tank it.
They might pack it in.
Now, one good thing, I think they match up great with the Trailblazers, which would be 6, because the Trailblazers is a guard-oriented
mm-hmm.
team that the Pelicans can exploit in the playoffs.
I agree.
In the paint.
Let's do this. Let's take Debbie. She's been holding through
the
break.
You want to take Debbie?
And we'll get back to
what's a natural segue from the Pelicans to BP.
Thank you,
settlement.
Debbie, for holding.
Right. Hey, Debbie, you and all things legal with Albert, Nico, and Doug Sinceri.
Sorry to make you sit through all that boring sports talk, Debbie. What's your question?
If it had been the Saints, it would have been a little bit different.
Hey, all right.
you'd have been good with it, right?
Draft is in 2 weeks.
Okay. When I got my 1099, I wasn't expecting to have the total reflect the attorney's portion of the settlement. I thought that my 1099 would reflect only the amount of money that my check was for.
Right. So, well, here's what happened. Early on, we handled hundreds of these, right? So early on, what happened was we, as the attorneys, were 1099 for the full amount, and it was up to us then to distribute that amount to the client's portion and give them a 1099 as well. What happened towards the end, there were some settlements like that came in towards the last year or so, and believe it or not, The BP 1099, both the attorney and the client, and so the client for the full amount, and
right.
So there's been somewhat of an accounting nightmare for a lot of folks. But talk to your tax preparer and have them
deduct out the attorney's fees.
Yeah, deduct out the attorney's fees and whatever other CPA costs, et cetera, that you may have incurred. And maybe send a note to the IRS that, this was done and show you probably got some sort of settlement or disbursement statement from your attorney showing what it was. So you probably can file that with your return. Again, I'm not a CPA, but...
Well, yeah, the regular tax people that you go down to, like H&R Block, they say, yes, you have to pay it on the whole amount.
No, that's not correct.
That's not true.
That's not true. You might, what you may want to do is hire a CPA, do this year, who's also filed tax returns for other clients who received BP settlements.
Correct.
And they would probably know the protocol.
Okay, because on the 1099, it says my copy, and then it says one for the state if required. Why doesn't it have one for federal?
Well, the federal one is
the
1099. That's the one they send to the federal government.
Oh, they received theirs. Okay.
They've already got it. Yeah.
Okay, because some people who have a car accident and have a settlement, they don't have to pay taxes on you
generally don't.
Well, you generally don't unless there is a component for lost wages and lost income. And mm-hmm. if that's the case, then you will have to pay either self-employment tax or employment tax on that lost income, lost profits, those sort of economic damages. You would pay inheritance tax, income tax on. But a damage claim for personal injuries, it's considered your damage and you're being paid back for your physical damages, which means you did not sustain a gain. But the lost profits that you should have earned, if once you earn them, then you have to pay tax on those.
Okay. So
same thing with the
correct.
Taxes for the BP settlement. It's based upon your lost economic damages.
We were only supposed to pay taxes on the amount of our check, because I see there is a block 14 that says proceeds paid to an attorney, but it's blank.
Well, then yeah. So that's the problem with going to the H&R Block folks.
That's more cookie cutter.
A lot of times it's accountants and just bookkeepers and folks that know basics and not the more. Esoteric side of this, but yeah, if you need the name of a CPA, we could recommend that's done a lot of stuff for us. So
I'm not in New Orleans, but I mean.
Okay, but if you know somebody, or get a recommendation from someone that
had a BP settlement.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now that I know, everybody's been telling me opposite. So now that I know this, I wish I'd have started earlier. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, and you could just go ahead and amend your return and get that taken care of.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay, Debbie.
And let's go to a text. This is an interesting question. What actions can be taken against a person that is making false accusations against a person? He is telling various peoples of false claims and ruining my reputation. Could this person be handled in a court of law? Any help is appreciated. With social media, that is happening more often. And there's a lot of
cyberbullying and yes. all those
In fact, there's I think there's a new law that has cyberbullying as a crime.
Mm-hmm.
There's also new jurisprudence is coming out that you can get a protective order against a spouse or ex-wife or ex-husband or ex, lover, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to, you know,
because
you call
of the comments by, made
yeah,
on,
yeah,
on.
You can get a protective order for that based on cyberbullying. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, there's always the issue if someone says something that is false and it's done with a malicious intent or without a malicious intent sometimes, and you can prove damages, yes, you can file a claim for defamation or slander. But a lot of times what's hard is to prove your damages. In other words, there's two components of this. There's one component saying is what they're saying about a person is false.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you need to say, okay, well, that's one aspect of it, and you could prevail on that. Number two is how do you prove your damages? I mean,
well, and the third part of it is, and yeah. we've discussed this before when we had this issue, is that by filing a lawsuit and perpetuating it, are you exposing this rumor, whatever the case may be, to more people than may know about it, you know, in this social media aspect. And the other thing, too, you know, truth is a defense. So if
it's got some truth to
if
it.
If there's some truth to it, or if they, you know, there was no actual malice in the comments, if, you know, if they're not accusing you of a crime or something like that, then, you know, the truth is a defense to it. So you need to make sure that there is no truth to it. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's a he said, she said. And, you know, you've got to get up there and prove that it was not true. So it's.
I would be very thoughtful and evaluate or analyze very carefully whether you want to take any action. Because
right.
when we were back when I was an agent before social media in the late 80s, early 90s, I would pick up the paper or I'd get a call saying, this is what they said about your player. And I knew it was not true.
Mm-hmm.
The question we had was, if it was an embarrassing fact, was to ask the paper to run a retraction. When you run the retraction, you bring attention,
you call more attention
to it.
Sure.
That other people didn't know, as opposed to just saying, you know what, let's just keep it quiet. It'll go away.
Right.
It's yesterday's news. Let's not bring any more attention to it. So that's
correct.
One of the other issues.
Yeah. Do you want to escalate it?
Right.
You know, and that's the risk that you run by bringing an action, if certainly depending on what it is. And then the other half of it is you have to establish, you know, are the words defamatory?
Right.
You know, are they, you know, the recent case came out with the, what was his name? The exercise guy.
Richard Simmons.
Yeah, the Richard Simmons case. Well, the Inquirer was saying that, you know, he hadn't been seen for a while because he's transitioning.
And it turned out not to be true.
And it turned out not to be too, right? He's transitioning into, a female. And it turned out not to be true, so he sued him. The court in California said, that's not a defamatory statement. That he's transitioning into a transsexual, that's not defamatory, because a transsexual is just another normal, ordinary human being, just like anyone else is, so it's not defamatory.
Right. In California.
It would be in California.
It would be in Bucktown, though. All right, let's
right.
go to a break.
You get beat up for that in Bucktown.
It'd be Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your Weekend Lawyers. We'll be right back after this brief time out. Hey, we're back. Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your Weekend Lawyers. All things legal. Got a text on our Facebook. You can watch us live streaming on our Facebook page. And the question is, will the Benson daughter and grandchildren sue the Benson estate? And my response would be that not on the validity of the will and the trust, because one of the witnesses to the will is the Archbishop Amon. So you would have a very difficult time trying to impeach Archbishop Amon on, you know, in a witness stand with his hat and his cane or his
staff
and his garments and say, you know, try to accuse him of Mr. Benson not knowing what he was doing when he signed his will. But they could have some ancillary litigation as to the allocation or accounting by in between the Benson estate and what was already given to the daughter and grandchildren. You might have something, a dispute as far as that's concerned. So, but I think the will is airtight. And I think that's brilliant advice. If you ever want to have an airtight will, see if the Archbishop is available and see if he'll sign as a witness. And I think you'll probably would be very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a, and again, they were friends. They he would often say mass.
Absolutely,
at the Superdome before games. They were quite often you would see a few nuns
in
the suite. So he was, you know, and I think Gail facilitated a lot of that.
Yeah, she wanted to leave a legacy, which he's left a great legacy in a lot of different areas.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Bob's got a question regarding successions. Hey, Bob, you on All Things Legal? About a minute and a half. Hey, Bob.
Good morning.
Bob R.
Bob R.
Hey, that's me. Good morning. How y'all guys doing?
Good, good.
I'm an executor of an estate, and I was told that you get 10% of the total.
That's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
2.5%.
2.5% unless otherwise stated.
But yeah, or unless the court, you know, if you got a $20 million estate and it's one asset and you just place them in possession, you're not going to get 2.5% of that. So
you only get 2.5%.
Yeah.
2.5% is the statutory amount, but it's subject to the court's discretion.
So I can apply or whatever to get more?
Yeah, you can.
Yes.
But you got to have that to demonstrate that you're entitled to more.
Yeah, that it was some sort of, you know,
special
circumstances that you had to do a lot more work.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right, Bob.
All right. All right, thanks for the call. Okay, we got to go to a CBS News update, local news, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes on All Things Legal for our last half an hour, so stay tuned. Hey, we're back. Doug Sinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers, All Things Legal, back for our last half an hour of All Things Legal at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for It's Just Sports with Seth Dunlop. He is having a WrestleMania preview, which we have sort of previewed the preview for Seth
if you want to call it that.
On history of pro wrestling Louisiana, with Mid-South Wrestling. All right, let's go to phone lines. Let's go to Bob. He's got a question regarding car seizures. Hey, Bob, you on All Things Legal with Doug Sinceri and Albert Nico.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. What you got for us, Bob?
I'm in call to a reference of a car that was seized. It was two payments were made on it. The car was seized by the Sheriff's Department in St. Charles Parish for 15 grams of marijuana in the car.
Okay.
I was a co-signer on the car.
Yes.
It wasn't me that got caught with it. It was my son that was caught, and they seized the vehicle and returned it back to the lien holder.
Okay.
And the lien holder is requesting full payments on the car in order to get the car back.
Well, okay. It's been turned into the lien holder?
Yes, sir, it has.
Well, I would suspect what happened is the lien holder would take it back. The car would be probably sold, and any difference between the sale price of the car and the value and the amount of the lien, the attorney's fees would be a deficiency judgment, and then they could seek that portion of the that judgment against the guarantors of the loan.
Yes, it's illegal. I guess it's illegal because it was in breach of contract.
Yeah.
On the contract, and there's nothing on the contract about that.
Now, I'm assuming the payments hadn't been made, though. In other words,
yes. All the payments were made on the car, current on payments and everything.
Well, then I don't know that they could do that, because if they accept the payments, then I don't know that they can lien it unless there's some provision about it being impounded.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it they want you to pay?
Sir?
They want you to pay for the car in full?
Yeah, pay for the car in full.
Are they citing a provision in a lease saying if the car becomes impounded, that they can accelerate the loan amount, or are they relying on any type of language like that?
No, sir. I've never heard of that.
No. Not okay. Well, then I mean, as long as you're making payments, I don't see that they can
charge you anything.
Accelerate the loan. If you're making the payments, it shouldn't be an issue.
Correct, and that's why I had questions about it, because it didn't seem legal, and I don't know what's going on. It's kind of puzzling.
Well, yeah. I think there's more to it.
What parish are you in?
St. Charles Parish.
And what is your loan company saying as to the reason why?
Nissan.
Yeah, well, in other words, Nissan is saying, you tell Nissan, look, my payments are current. What's the problem?
Yes. They said they seized the car And they were keeping the car until the payments were made. I was just trying to get it.
Well, and there may be I don't know if there's some sort of cost of seizure or something. There might be some cost associated with that that they want you to pay. I would double check and make sure you know what they're looking for in particular.
Why don't you call back the customer service representative at Nissan and ask, look, the payments are current. What provision are you relying on in the lease that you're making this request for relief?
Correct. I asked them that, and they didn't have an answer for it. But actually, the car is in Houston, Texas right now, going up for sale, I think, on the 9th.
I think there's something that's missing in this fact scenario.
Yeah, we got it.
I mean, I think there's some fact in between that is there's a disconnect. Because based on what you described, they can't do it. But I suspect that if they seized it and they're selling it, there must be something else going on with that.
That's all it was. The notes are current. Only thing I see that was in fault was just the 15 grams of marijuana in the car, and they said they seized it because of that, and it's going to sell because of that reason.
Okay. All right. Well, I think what I would do is ask for a supervisor. I mean, because if it's simple as that, then, you know, you could maybe get a court order not to do it. But I don't know if there's some factor in between that is activating the finance company to seize the vehicle. All right. Well, thanks for the call. You know, on that particular case, I would suspect there's another factor in there.
You've got to look at the provision. Is it a lease? Is it a purchase? Is it a what are the terms? Why was the property seized? Was there some cost associated with seizure? Why was it turned over to the lien holder and not returned back to the owner? All of those things have to be taken into consideration. So my guess is there's something missing. They tried to obtain the payment from the owner and weren't able to do so. So they, are placing the vehicle.
Because typically, if you're delinquent and they want to seize the car, they will not accept any more payments. They'll say, we're not going to accept any more payments, because the acceptance of the payment could be a signification that you're relieving the car owner of the debt.
Right.
So, all right, a little more to that. All right, let's go to a break. Doug Sinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers, all things legal. We'll be right back after this brief timeout. Hey, we're back. Doug Sinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers, all things legal. You can also call us at a law firm at 504-837-1304, 504-837-1304. And we're here with Albert and his bright red Pelicans
shirt. Yeah, I'm all in. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the coach, but I'm all in on the, on the Pelicans. I like the players. It's a good group of guys, not a lot of attitudes. Just well-respecting young men, and they play hard, and it's what's good about the NBA. You like to see those kind of guys come up and play.
I think Rondo is going to be a head coach one day.
He may be.
I'll watch him.
And you can see him on the court directing folks and doing, he's just unfortunately not a shooter. I mean, he's 58% from the free throw line, so you just can't have that when the guy's got the ball at the end of the game, and, he's going to miss 4 out of 10.
Rondo. When I played basketball, they used to say I was a good defensive player, which was code for he can't shoot.
right.
He can't shoot.
I want to make a comment about the Masters and the whole PGA.
Patrick Reed's leading from U High right up the road.
But you know 2006 what? Graduate. You know what? Tiger Woods started the morning 39th out of 53. And all they can do is show him on the TV and focus on him and go, let's go look at Tiger shoot this shot. It's like – it's old news. He's been
washed
terrible.
Up. You're saying?
Well, he's been terrible for the last four years, whatever it's been. And so, if I'm the other guys in the PGA, I go to him and say, guys, we're carrying the water now. We're the ones finishing in the lights. We're the one playing good golf. You need to focus on us and give us our day in the sun, and let Tiger, work his way back into the limelight and not thrust it upon him every time. And I know people are interested, hey, what's Tiger doing? He's back. Is he ever going to make his comeback? And there's a little bit of news there, but they just...
Tiger is single-handedly revived the sport of golf as far as bringing it to the masses.
I don't disagree with that.
And that's what it's just. Now, another thing about Tiger, it was interesting. And they asked Jack Nicklaus 20 years ago, is Tiger going to beat my records as far as winning most majors? You know what Jack Nicklaus said? He said, Tiger's ability to beat my record will be based on the stability of his personal life. That's what he said. It was, it was very prophetic.
Because,
you know, Jack Nicklaus was, you know, that's the apex.
Yeah.
And any little thing could derail you from that potential of the apex. And that's what he saw.
It was just another distraction, you know, and golf was a focus game.
So let's go to phone lines. Let's go to Carl. He wants, I don't know if I want to answer this. He wants the process of how to sue a lawyer.
Carl, are you our client at all?
All right. Hey, Carl, you and all things legal with Doug Censori and Albert Nico.
Yes, I had an accident, and I had to pay. It was the other fellow's fault, but I had to pay part of my hospital because the lawyer screwed it up. And because I was a caretaker, I just took the money, but it was
Wait.
Yeah, let's back up a little bit.
Let's back up. You took the money. What does that mean?
You settled for less than you thought you would settle for?
Exactly.
Well, you can't sue the lawyer for that.
Well, I had to pay the hospital. It was their fault and the insurance.
Well, nobody, but you can't say I settled voluntarily, but I don't like what I voluntarily settled for, and I'm going to sue my lawyer for it. Yeah. You can't do that.
Well, I was a caregiver at the time. My mother was over 90.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you made a voluntary settlement. If you think you were entitled to more, you had the right not to settle for that amount and go through the process and try to get what you think you're entitled to. There's no constitutional right that you get what you want when you get wanted. It takes time. And so
I accepted. However, I had to pay $800 to the hospital.
But nobody said that you had to settle. You could have waited in the process and pursued and litigated further and tried to get more money.
Yeah, I understand what you're. I couldn't wait. I understand.
But that's not your lawyer's fault. That's not the system. That's just a personal issue and a personal choice.
Right.
Well, the hospital said that they sent the bill.
Now the hospital. I will tell you this. The hospital.
What he's probably saying is that they sent the bill to the lawyer. The lawyer settled the case, didn't pay for the hospital bill from the settlement, and therefore, he's now being charged with the hospital bill. But did you receive any money?
Yes, I did. I received something, and
you received an amount in excess of the $800.
Oh yes, I did.
Okay, the lawyer may have neglected to pay that amount out of the settlement and take those proceeds.
Just a second. I understand that the amount the insurance company pays on the wreck has to do with the damages that the hospital only charged $300. But it was really $1,700, which would have meant that the claim, instead of being $12,000, would have been $22,000. So that was my original. I'm sorry. I'm excited.
No, that's okay. All right. So how did a hospital bill that went from $300 to $1,700 make the claim go from $12,000 to $22,000?
Right.
How did that happen?
Because the insurance company told a lawyer that they would send him $12,000, and he said, okay, send it. But in the meantime, the insurance company thought that the hospital bill was $343. But the hospital bill was more than that, but the lawyer didn't. I don't know what happened. It was in his
I don't think if you don't know what happened,
you
can't really blame a lawyer.
And
for
again,
what
if you are responsible for paying for that medical bill, then you're going to have to pay the medical bill, whether the lawyer took it out of your settlement or not. And so if he neglected to take it out of your settlement, you're still going to owe it, and you're going to have to pay.
Basically,
and it's $800, so you're not going to sue a lawyer for $800.
When you settle a case, what we always tell a client is, this is what we're settling for, this is what we're going to put in your pocket.
Right.
That's the two questions you need to know. How much you're settling for, how much you're going to put in your pocket when everything else is paid off. All right, let's go to a break. Doug Censori, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers. We'll be back right after this brief timeout. All right, we're back. We're a little tough on that last caller. But if you got a personal injury case, you know, with MB or somebody, you tell them, you say, look, how much am I settling for and how much am I going to get in my pocket when all expenses are paid.
And let me see an itemization of the disbursement. Right. Where did the court costs go? Where do the expenses go?
Where do the medical bills go? All right. So that's a wrap. We're gonna stay tuned for Seth Dunlop on Just Sports.
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
And, if you couldn't get in, you can call us at our office at 504-837-1304. Nico and Sinceri Law Firm, and enjoyed visiting with you today.
And we'll see you next week on All Things Legal at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. Be good and be blessed. Have a wonderful and blessed week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.